Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is Thomas McCleary, the founder of the Commodores. I'm hanging with the teddy bear here in the comfort zone.
Be me.
Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. And today's artist spotlight, Jamila, recording artist Heather Victoria, releases her new single, her latest single actually, Sunbeams, from her upcoming EP that will actually officially drop tonight. Of course, Boutique Hotel. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bear, it's my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Heather Victoria. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. And man, we are highly anticipating the new EP this evening and the collab. And you've had, man, I know that you're overly excited about DP, and I got to ask, with the finished product, what are you most proud of? And since you've had an opportunity to kind of sit back and stand back a little bit and look at the finished overall product, what has you most proud of it?
I would say that I'm most proud of the project as a whole and the musicianship that went into it. That was a big objective of ours as a team, is to incorporate musicians and musicianship into the album. I come from a family of musicians, and my mother was a vocalist. She still sings. So music is a big part of me and my life. So it felt right, you know, just to finally find that pocket that I feel like I was looking for, you know, during the development of myself as an artist. So combining, you know, things that I've already done as far as writing and other records, I've been able to explore and get into more musicianship. So I would say that's one of the most things I'm proud of overall.
You know, every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, I've always asked them, what is the quote-unquote magical ingredient on becoming an exceptional songwriter? And everyone, I've gotten different responses. Some say it's just being an idea of being able to be transparent and showing a sense of vulnerability and allowing people into who the person is behind the glitz and the glamour. And I'm asking you, what makes you different, or was it about you as far as being a songwriter where you're able to connect to so many listeners who are really, really digging your vibe that you bring out?
I would say I'd be able to connect most with people by the honesty of my songwriting. You know, it's from the heart. And I would like to say that what I've learned most from songwriting and getting better is that it takes time and it takes experience. And it takes working with other songwriters and learning from other people too. I think that's what I would think about most as far as being transparent and being honest with the songwriting and putting the song together.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. And another song that you've been getting a lot of love and positive feedback from is Japan. Did you ever think, just sitting back, say, wow, they're really feeling this. They're really feeling the single with, they're really feeling this single along with the anticipation with the new album, Boutique Hotel.
Yes. I'm overwhelmed with the feedback from Japan. It's been wonderful. I'm just so excited that people are loving, you know, basically the samples that we've given from this project, and everything is on one accord as far as the sequence of the album. And the fact that people are resonating a lot with the musicianship of the song Japan makes me feel good about the feedback that we may receive from the rest of the project.
Now, I'm going to touch on something you just mentioned, musicianship or the lack thereof in today's industry. I see now that in today's music, you have a lot of artists that are able to go into a studio, use different machines, whether it's Fruity Loops or other things or tools of the trade to enhance music instead of using true musicians. And I wanted to ask you, being an independent artist and being true to the art form of music, and at some point, does it get somewhat a little disheartening when you see that you put so much of yourself in your music and you see other artists who are not putting in the necessary work to hone their skills, to really perfect their skills, to become a better artist? As a matter of fact, better stage presence and also better songwriters. What do you feel about that?
I would think in the past, before I was able to mature and kind of grow as an artist and as a person, I would maybe feel disheartened. But I never allowed it to consume me as an artist. And I feel like I was blessed by that. I was blessed to be able to feel that way because I was surrounded by good people who would uplift me and let me know that what I was doing and what my sound is okay. You know, like it's something that would provide balance into whether it's underground or mainstream. So, but now, as you know, I'm older now and I've experienced a lot, and I just come to appreciate all the music that is out. And I would just pray that we, as you know, artists and musicians and people that love music generally, whether you do music or not, would just continue to hold Black music at a high standard. And I think as long as we're doing that collectively, we're in good shape, because there are a lot of people who aren't using a lot of, you know, like live music and instrumentation who are doing well. However, we still got people who are incorporating that into their music, like Anderson .Paak and her, and, you know, other young artists who are paving the way. Because of them, and I think that they have already started a movement of keeping real musicianship alive and making that, you know, like mainstream almost. It's a good feeling for me, and it makes me feel like I'm not such of a standout as I might have felt like 4 or 5 years ago.
Now, it's interesting, 90s quote unquote nostalgia. R&B, I find it interesting. What does 90s R&B music mean to Heather Victoria?
90s, oh, that's a good question. 90s R&B music, what that means to me, it was a big part of my childhood. I was born in 89. I was raised on 90s music from the time I can remember listening to music. My mom was playing En Vogue, Whitney Houston, you know, Mary J. Blige, My Life, the album inspired me a lot. Totally, it means just so much to my career. Artists in the 90s, particularly female R&B and soul artists, inspired me so much, aside from other decades that came before that. But, you know, Toni Braxton, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Anita Baker, even though, you know, she started in the 80s, she still was reigning supreme in the 90s, always reigning supreme. Just soulful music is such a foundation for me, and I feel like 90s R&B is a huge part of that. So I'm appreciative about 90s R&B, for sure. You can't tell already.
When you said, you know what, when you said 89, I said, oh, my God, I feel old, but that's all right.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Last of the 80s.
Lord have mercy, 89. My goodness. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined this afternoon by singer-songwriter, of course, Miss Heather Victoria, as we get knee-deep, of course, in her new EP that will be officially available this evening, Boutique Hotel. And I must ask you, you got some really talented heavy hitters that you did some collaborations with on the EP, of course, Raheem Devon and Vic Cred. And I wanted to find out, how did that come together?
Oh, I've been acquainted and have done music with Big Crit in the past, probably about 5-6 years ago. You know, we've been cool over time and have always kept in touch as far as like music goes. And he just reached out to me earlier this year and you know, said that he was looking forward to doing new music with, you know, particular artists that he felt like, you know, we could vibe together and make some great records. So long story short, I just sent him over a record that I feel like he would fit best. And it's a track called Big Mama. And, you know, what he sent back, it was just, I was blown away by the verse, because the song is such a personal song. And I feel like it's going to be something that a lot of people can relate to, because everybody, if you didn't have a grandmother, you had somebody who was like a grandmother figure to you, and that type of relationship, and what, you know, embodies in that term of Big Mama. So him being from the South, it was just a great vibe, and I'm so excited about everything. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. But Raheem, you know, he just came to the studio, happened to be in town, and he's extremely talented writer. And I learned so much from him during those sessions for just a couple of days. But we were able to put quite a few records together, and we picked a couple, and I'm so excited about those two. So they've both been great friends in the industry.
Growing up in North Carolina, what has it meant to you to have that kind of level of upbringing as far as family is concerned, and has actually propelled you to become the person that you are now as far as an artist is concerned?
Well, I've been blessed to have a solid foundation between my parents and, you know, my family, and I have two younger sisters who, you know, I know that they're looking up to me, and I know that, you know, it's my job to make sure that they're straight. And family is just a huge foundation in my life, and I'm very close to my family. And I just think that it's important, and it has definitely been a part of making me to be who I am.
Being an independent artist has its challenges. I've always said the great aspect of being an independent artist is that you have complete creative control over your music. The challenging aspect is not having the big machine behind you to get out there and really promote your music. What are some of the challenges that you have experienced being an independent artist?
Different challenges. I would just say just learning how to truly, truly be patient. Like, it's one thing in saying that you're going to be patient, but it's another thing to actually do it and have to do it for years and just, you know, focus on yourself and bettering your craft. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. Another thing is definitely sacrificing your own personal finances and your own personal lifestyle. And that's been a challenge for me, not more so over the last 2 years, probably about 3 years prior to that. Were the biggest challenging years for me. I think it was between 2016. So, yeah, just a couple of years. During that time, it was a huge, huge transition for me, because I went from working full-time to doing music full-time almost overnight. And that was a huge challenge for me, because I had already been out of school for about 3 to 4 years. And living in a lifestyle, working full-time. So I had to learn a different side of me. I had to learn a different hustle in me. I had to find that. I had to start a small business. You know, I had to do a lot of different things and grow as a person and as an artist at the same time. So I would say those two things would be the first things that come to my mind.
You know, what I find interesting, even if we are 2019 and a couple of months away from going into 2020, there's only been a handful, maybe I can possibly count on one hand, a handful of women of color that have actually, from a musical aspect, have made global impact. Whitney Houston, of course, Beyonce, Knowles, Carter, Anita Baker, just a handful. When you hear those type of names, I remember when Anita Baker was part of a group when she was in Chapter 8. I'm really dating myself, but I remember when she was a part of it.
Yeah, that's before she went solo, right?
Yes, that's right before she went solo, and next thing you know, everything is history. So when you hear those type of names, because a lot of artists get confused, they think this is a 100-yard dash, and it's a marathon. What are some of the goals that you have set for yourself in the upcoming year to take your music to another level?
Goals I've set for myself would be that, just to be a long-term career-based artist and just to stay humble and know that I have room and I have time to get better. I would like to be a part of continuing the legacy that we've created as Black artists and, just those queens that you mentioned, Beyonce, Anita Baker, Whitney Houston. I definitely aspire to be like them, and they inspire me to know that we're capable of doing it just by being who we are and, just producing the music, because music is universal, like, actual bands and, instrumentation and soul music particularly is worldwide. And, I appreciate that a lot. And I would just be so honored to be a part of continuing that legacy. I think it's really, really important. And I think some people at times get away from that and get away from the idea of how many Black artists we had on the charts at one point in time back in the day, and that it was okay to have 5, 6, 7, 8 different Black women R&B groups doing their thing or solo artists, and on the male side too. Like in the 90s particularly, we were dominating. You couldn't turn on the TV without seeing somebody Black singing somewhere. Like Soul Train was huge. So it's like I'm inspired, by those who have come before us, and particularly people like Tyler Perry, just continuing the legacy that we were always meant to have.
You know what? You just said something just kind of took me back a little bit as far as the charts and the amount of musicians of color that were constantly on the chart and also on television. And I just want to remind everybody in past music or during my time frame, we're both 21, so I'm a little bit older than 21, knock on wood, but that's all right. MTV. MTV was a vehicle for a lot of Black artists when Michael Jackson and Prince were actually the two first Black artists to break through MTV and have their videos shown. And when you had hosts like Richard Blade, Tabitha Sorensen, and you had an opportunity to see groups like Jodeci, Jagged Edge, Whitney Houston, there was a visual concept. And, of course, we still had record stores at that time. Mm-hmm. You had meet and greets where you could actually go to the store and meet some of your favorite artists and get autographs and buy the album. And I think what has hurt us in the Black community as far as from a musical standpoint, once the music stores started closing down from Sam Goody, Tower Records, Sam Goody got it. What else? The Warehouse. When all that shut down and everything was relied upon internet, you see a lot less videos. You see more hip hop videos now than you see R&B videos. So I think it's been very challenging for an R&B artist, but I find it very interesting that I look at you. You're super talented. The camera loves you. You love the camera. And there's no doubt in my mind that if you were a different color, singing the music that you're singing, your songs will be on the Billboard chart in the top 10, getting substantial amount of
Thank you so much.
I'm just being honest because I've had this conversation
with different people, from Chris Jasper, from the Isley Brothers to O'Brien, and they've all said it, that if you're a white artist and you're from England or anywhere outside the United States, and you're singing quote-unquote black R&B music, you're getting airplay on black radio stations. You're in the Billboard chart, you're receiving awards, but you're a black artist singing something from your roots and not getting any airplay. Something has to change. But you know what? It's all right. I'm here to do that. Yes, Lord.
Yes, let's do it.
Here to do that. Family, we are streaming live, of course, on iHeartRadio and also on Spotify. So far be it for me to deprive the listeners of some great music. So let's get into it. The new single, the latest single, Sunbeams, of course, featuring Heather Victoria, from the upcoming EP due out this evening, of course. Lord have mercy, Boutique Hotel, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Your
life,
Be the queen, you should 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 be the queen, you
Lord have mercy. Heather Victoria, Sunbeams, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the single is available as we speak, but more importantly, also Japan and the new EP will be available tonight, 12 midnight, via Amazon, Google Play, Deezer, yes, Lord, iTunes, Apple. It will be available. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Make sure you catch up with Heather Victoria on her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/Heather Victoria. Yes, Lord. My queen, it has definitely been a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. This is your home away from home. And I must ask, when can we expect some upcoming performances from you? Because I know the fans and the listeners out there would love to see you do your thing live.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to get started this fall. So we'll have to see, but I will make sure that we get in touch with you, Teddy Bear, so you can update everyone on the performance schedule that we have coming up soon. So we'll see.
Well, hopefully someday soon you will make your captivating self available and come down to Houston. We would love to have you here and perform in the studio. We really would.
Absolutely. That sounds great. I've never been to Houston, so I've heard great things. Great thing about the food, culture, all of that.
So, I promise
I'm ready
you will
to eat.
Not. Yes, Lord. Hey, one thing we do have, my love, plenty of food, a lot of ribs. Yes, we do.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Again, family, remember to get the new EP available this evening at 12 midnight, Boutique Hotel. Thank you, my love, and much continued success, okay?
Thank you so much, Teddy Bear. I'll talk to you soon, and thank you, everybody.
Absolutely. The super talented Heather Victoria here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Got to take a little quick doing, too. Got to pay some bills. Nothing's for free, but always soothing and soulful music vibing here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
They say my advice. even though I didn't want to. I tried and tried to forget your name, but it was all in vain. I tried and tried to forget your face, but it wouldn't erase. I tried and tried to forget your kiss. I could ever do this. Heaven knows, heaven knows that I tried. Yeah, I tried.
Take it back just a little bit. Johnny Britt, I tried. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to Heather Victoria. Thank you, my queen, for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, the two new singles, Sunbeams and also Japan, is available as we speak. But more importantly, the new EP, Lord have mercy, Boutique Hotel, will be available tonight at 12 p.m. Yeah, at the Witch's Hour on iTunes, Google Play, Apple, Spotify, Deezer. And if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by, support Heather on the Instagram page. It's at Instagram.com/Heather_Victoria. And for those who tuned in late and missed the interview in its entirety, no need to fear. We got you covered. All you have to do is pull up that app on your cell phone. We're on iHeartRadio and also on Spotify and TuneIn and also on Apple. All you have to do is type in these lovely words, LOTO
The Zone, and we got you covered. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe so you never miss any of the interviews past and also upcoming. And to make sure you follow us, we're on Instagram also. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Facebook with the same handle. And last but certainly not least, we're on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/LOTL Radio. It's definitely been a beautiful experience, but like Linus's blanket, I got you here, comfy and cozy, safe and sound on a beautiful Thursday afternoon here in downtown Houston. I see we have a call on the line. Let's be like GTE. Let's bring good things to life. We're going to area code 25. You're on the line with the Teddy Bear. Welcome to The Zone. How can I help you this afternoon? Go right ahead. Hello, caller. You can speak. I promise you I come in peace. I won't bite. Maybe just a little bit. I guess they want to talk, but it's okay. You want to call in, you have a certain request or a particular request you want to hear, all you got to do is call in at area code 323-375-3279. Let's get back to some more Blueprint music. Jonathan Butler, All About Love, here in The Zone of LOTL Radio.
Can't believe this is real. Got the girl of my dreams sitting next to me. Arm in arm with the one that I want. Wouldn't change it for anything. What would I do in a world without you? Couldn't even find my way. So many others, many shapes, many colors, but they can't step next to you. It's all about love. Can I say, thank the Lord up above, I'm so grateful for love, that's you and me. What would I do in a world without you? Couldn't even find my way. So many others, many shades, many colors, they can't sit next to you.
Love. I know reason more than a feeling.
It's all about love.
to be from you. When I'm ready to move on, decide to make my house a home, I want it with you.
It's hard for me to leave this alone,
'cause I know that you are the one for me. And I would go a million times around the world for you to see that you,
you are my sunshine.
Baby girl, it's you.
You are my sunshine.
Lady, now my eyes. I'm out on the road, I ain't gonna be no hoe. I got more self-control than you already know. Baby, I could only be with you. And if you walk with a cane, couldn't say my name, I would share your pain. I love you the same. There's no me without you. I know that you are the one for me, me. And I would go a million times around this world for you to see that you,
you are my sunshine.
Girl, it's your one.
You are my sunshine.
Never thought I'd find a love like this. I thought that I was living until you came into my life. Girl, you are my light. Now I can see, even when I'm far away, you brighten up my day. I can just prove to you that you are my everything.
Girl, you are my everything.
So when you need me, call me, I'll be there.
Family, it's about that time. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Lord have mercy. It's definitely been a beautiful experience. And until we meet again on the other side of that chocolate Milky Way, I wish you good tidings, nothing but love and positive. And in the words of that late great poet, Maurice White, always keep your head to the sky. We're going to reach back just a little bit with Kindred, Family Soul, Far Away, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I'm tired of broken street glass, not getting no rest unless the baby sleeps. Trying to clean.
and deserve fame. Tired of watching something on the TV doing nothing. I'd rather be looking at you. I'd rather be laying with you. And I don't want to forget all the love we captured the day we met. No stress, no, a sweet caress from me to you. I wanna do the things we used to, say the things we used to say, just let it. Every day, all day.
Far away from here, far away from here, far away from here.
Just jump in a taxi cab, pack a bag and get away.
Back
in.